Ooh, we must be at the beach.
We are at the beach. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Series 31 Radio Margaritaville, coming to you from Jones Beach, Wantagh, New York, with yours truly, Savannah, and that other guy.
Can you spell Wantagh?
W-A-N-T-A-G-H.
W-A-N-T-A-U-G-H.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
greetings from Long Island.
All right. Okay. I'll take your word for it. Jones Beach. I can spell that.
Back at Jones Beach, one of the best places, I think, to play during the summer, in my opinion.
Well, it is. And you know what? We have lucked out. I've been thinking about this, Savannah, for like all week, because when we started back up, you pray for good weather here at Jones Beach, because when the weather is beautiful, as it is today, it's magical. And when it is not, it's like being on the stern of the Titanic going down.
I know. There have been a couple of rainy shows, but the Parrotheads always managed to.
Oh, I remember there was not some. The rain is one thing. We've had rain shows here and we've had wind shows, but the best one was the Super High Tide show where some people tried to sneak in.
I remember this.
Don't do this at home. Without parental supervision, but people try to sneak in because, if you don't know, Jones Beach is a great old theater that was built for like water ballet and concerts back in the 40s and 50s. And so it's the stage is over the water, and then the audience is kind of on the beach. So you can actually get, it's built on pilings, and some inventive people tried to sneak into the show, and the tide came up so high that it trapped them under the stage, which immediately brought the Long Island Fire Department in and trapped us.
Yeah, we couldn't get out. I remember that so well. That was years ago, but I remember that.
So you don't want a high tide show there, so because the Parrothead sneaking in under the stage. And then another one, I remember once we had such a terrible storm, and the next day we came out of Jones Beach and we went to Connecticut, and I looked up in the rigging, the lighting rigging, and they were like dead crabs in the rigging, I swear. So we don't have that here now, which is great. But the audience is, you know, Long Island is kind of our, and always has been, my summer home. And I got a lot of friends out here. And they come and have a good time. And so we got a good night for that.
It's a great night. And, I mean, it's amazing because since they don't allow drinking in Jones Beach,
no, not at all. Have you ever seen any out there?
I've never seen any alcohol in the parking lot at Jones Beach.
Me neither. It's a state.
But I have to say, it's a testament to the Parrotheads that they can keep the groove going once they get in and they can't buy any more beer. I've always found that to be amazing.
I guess
it must be the music.
It must be the music. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
But it's nice to be on Long Island, as you mentioned. It is the summer home, and I know you've been having a little bit of vacation. You had a great show in Atlantic City, but before that, you were on vacay.
Well, it's I feel it's like, you know, Labor Day is approaching, like it's this weekend or something
that.
So the end of the summer's here, and I don't know about everybody out there, but like we're feeling it here. It's like, where did that summer go? So we're gonna hang on as long as we can till the end of it here and make this a hot summer night on Long Island that'll hold you to next year. So about time to go to work, huh?
All right, well, get to work, rock Long Island, and everyone stay tuned for Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band here on Series 31 Radio Margaritaville, live from Jones Beach.
And I'll see you on the beach when all this is over next week.